Welcome back, everybody, for another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source of production of the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Well, folks, we're glad to be back here after another great weekend racing. There were some tracks that were rained out this past weekend, but quite a few race track facilities were able to get their races in. And, you know, I got an email a few weeks ago, and somebody was telling me that they missed our hot lap segment where we give our track results. And, you know, once we went to a 30-minute show here on Stars, it was kind of hard to be able to cram all that in there, to do track results and to be able to do an interview and everything and get that lined up. So tonight I had a young lady lined up, but she had something, a family issue come up, and asked if she could reschedule, and it was just kind of late notice to try to get someone else lined up. So being that happened, I'm going to do a hot lap segment tonight and give some track results for some races this past weekend. But I want to tell y'all guys, you know, I appreciate all the emails. And, you know, I thought once my email changed, that, you know, my emails, I was missing some emails. But actually, Jeff, I don't know whether you know this, you know, we were using the Racers Reunion domain email address. But I found a way to get my emails that people still send there forwarded to my Yahoo account, and that's pretty cool. So I'm still getting some emails that's actually going to the Stars Radio at Racers Reunion versus Stars Radio Show at Yahoo.com. And remember, folks, if you want me to cover a track or have a particular person you want me to have as a guest, that's all you got to do is send me an email at starsradioshow@yahoo.com. And I'll do everything I can do to get the person that you would like to have on the show lined up here. We're going to have a young racer next week. We've had his dad on here on the show before, had Brian on here, but we're going to have this young man on the show next week, talk a little bit about his racing. He's running the Mini Cup Series out there and doing very well. So we want to get him on the show next week. Got him all lined up. Going to talk a little bit about his racing. But we're going to go ahead and kick off our hot lap segment for tonight. We're going to start off with the Cars Tour that was up at Tri-County Speedway this past weekend. Matt Craig in the number 54 CNC Bowler car was your winner. Put a pretty good spanking on him, from what I understand. He was followed by Brandon Setzler, Jake Crum, Tate Fogelman, Tyler Church, Cole Rouse, Tyler Ankrum, Matt Thomas, Nathan Pope, and Mike Spini rounded out the top 10 of a 12-car field. Up at Virginia Motor Speedway dirt track this past weekend, I want to thank the folks from up there who they had been sending me some results all through the whole time there. But we want to thank them for being dedicated and continue to send us some track results. So we're proud to get their results sent out here tonight. And the Pro Late Model Division, they run a 35-lap race. The winner was Tyler Bear, followed by Corey Allman, Matt Quaid, Justin Williams, David Litzcomb, Camden Testerman, Brent Brodax, Carl Vaughn, Daryl Dow, and John McKellen rounded out the 10-car field. And Justin Williams was the fast qualifier. And the Sportsman Division, 30 laps, was won by Tim Shelton, followed by Brad Adkins, Joe Weiss, Chad Bear, Steve Cossey, Tyler Shipp, Tommy Upshaw, James Sneed, Chase Butler, Chase Burrow, Gary Wheaton III, Bill Cotta, Casey Gordon, Michael Hayes, Rusty Steele, Alan Morgan, Curtis Mason, and Savannah Nickens rounded out the 18-car field there, and Tim Shelton was your fastest qualifier. In the modified division, they run 30 laps. Hunter McClellan was your winner, followed by Joel Lovejoy, Lance Grady, Mark Parks, Tim Schulte, Jeff Solinger, Francis Gerald III, Josh Robertson, Stephen Bryant, Chase Butler, Davey Conley, Charlie Hubbard. Glad to see Charlie Hubbard still racing. Me and Charlie Hubbard go way back. Chris Arnold, Mike Reynolds, Danielle Alford, David Kendall, and Adam Hogeri. Rounded out the 17-car field. And the fastest qualifier was Joey Pole Joy. In the limited stock cars, Ryan Hutchison was your winner. He was followed by Chad Champion, James Given, David Bowler, Corey Bradley, Trent Clemens, Caleb Carter, Randy Hutchins, Brandon Bowler, Chris Champion, Robbie Hutchins, Jacob Buby, Marty Coltrane, Jay Seward, Will Clark, Stephanie Stallings, John Hankins Jr., and Cole Johnston rounded out the 18-car field. And the fastest qualifier was James Givens, and he set a new track record at 22.422 seconds at 80.280 miles per hour. Over at Langley Speedway this past weekend, in the Grand Stocks, they run twins. Tommy Sweeney was the winner of the first one, followed by Paul Lubno, Sean Scovel, Tim Wilson, Mike Waters, Mark Fry, Rodney Boyd, Kevin Morgan, and Jonathan White rounded out the 9-car field. In the second race for the Grand Stocks, Mark Fry was the winner, followed by Tommy Sweeney, Tim Wilson, Paul Lubno, Sean Scovel, Michael Walters, Kevin Morgan, Jonathan White, and Rodney Boyd rounded out the 9-car field. In the late model stock cars, a lot of these guys was doing a tune-up for the Hampton Heat that's coming up next weekend. I believe it's the weekend after, 2 weeks from now. The first twin race, Greg Edwards was your winner, followed by Matt Waltz, C.E. Fault, Peyton Sellers, Nick Smith, Stacy Puryear, Philip Morse, Brendan Queen, Connor Hall, Terry Carroll, Austin Thaxton, Casey Wyatt, Mark Wirtz, Cameron Bowen, Justin Carroll, Chris Flyers, Thomas Mark, Maddie Mulligan, Craig Estep, and Woody Howard rounded out the 20-car field. And I just want to put something out there. Our last two guests that we've had on the show here, Amber Lynn and Philip Morse, both went out and won the very next week when they raced, continuing our streak of folks who's here on the show and go out and win. Glad that we have that going for us. Our second race for our twins for the late model stock cars at Langley Speedway. The winner was Philip Morris. He was followed by Greg Edwards, C.E. Falk, Peyton Sellers, Matt Waltz, Stacy Puryear, Terry Carroll, Connor Hall, Austin Thaxton, Mark Wirtz, Woody Howard, Brendan Queen, Cameron Bowen, Nick Smith, Matty Mulligan, Thomas Marks, Justin Carroll, Craig Estep, Chris Flyers, and Casey Wyatt rounded out the 20-car field. In the Bandolero division, Bradley Kilby was your winner. He was followed by Cole Bruce, Jacob Putman, Autumn Weaver, Wesley Newell, Wyatt Filial, Kenton Case, and Jacob Derrick rounded out the 8-car field in the Bandoleros. They run legends up at Langley also. Spencer Saunders was your winner, followed by Tommy Jackson Jr., Brian May, Colby Flowers, Zach Lightfoot, Ryan Center, Devin Courtney, David Brandt, Chris Hayes, Jamie Price, Cody Carlton, and Woody Howard rounded out the 12-car field for the legends. And the Enduro race up at Langley Speedway, Richard Quinn was your winner, followed by Alex Florup, Ronald Klein, Robert Hibby, Cody Espinoza, Austin Davis, Brandon Harden, Robert Pellick, Richard Ellis, Ray Haynes, Jesse Holton, Jason Terrell, Mike Canary, Dustin Connor, Derek Johnson, Tyler Baker, and Rodney Davis rounded out the 17-car Enduro field at Langley Speedway. Down at Dillon Motor Speedway this past week. Now, they had a Street Stock Invitational non-Mid-Atlantic Street Stock winners race. And this is for anybody that has not won a Mid-Atlantic Street Stock race. The winner was Kevin Ellis. He was followed by Ron Flynn, Justin Altman, Ricky Locklear Sr., Donnie Radcliffe, Larry Eisenhower, Brian Melville, David Thomas, Wayne Locklear, Stephen Sharp, and Gary Ledbetter Sr. In the feature street stock race, Gary Ledbetter Sr. was your winner, followed by Gary Ledbetter Jr., Jeff Melton, Bobby Tolston III, Wayne Locklear, Kevin Ellis, A.J. Hyatt, Ron Flynn, Ricky Locklear, David Thomas, Larry Eisenhower, Brian Melville, Donnie Radcliffe, Justin Altman, and Stephen Sharp. In the pro four-cylinder race, Mike Stafford was your winner, followed by Kevin Jackson, Johnny Melville, Brent Bullard, Ryan Moore, and Cole Hewlin, rounded out the six-car field in the pro four division. In the charger division, Ricky Locklear Jr. was your winner, followed by Ryan Walsh, Bobby Tolston III, Danny Helton, J.R. Moore, Bobby Salisbury, somebody by the last name of Cross driving 01. They don't have a first name for him. Glenn Malpas and Trey Cutler rounded out the nine-car field. In the banger division, Tony Harker was your winner. Tracy Chopin was second. Carl Emery was third. Michael Stuckey fourth. Glenn Peterson fifth. Marcus Taft was sixth. Ryan Hanker was seventh. Mike Harker was eighth. Tanya Harrett was ninth. Kevin Harker was 10th. John Hijik was 11th. Matt Carter was 12th. And car number 5 was 13th out of a 13-car field. In the mini cup division, Trey Schuler was the winner, followed by Karen Melton, Jeremy Sespierman, Eaton Swain, Thomas Thompson, and Logan Owens rounded out the 6-car field. In the late model division at Dillon Motor Speedway this past week, Randy Benson was your winner, followed by Justin Hicks, Abert Lucas, Jake Buchanan, Josh Yeoman, Eric Gearcheck, Jason Clark, and John Lane rounded out your 8-car field at Dillon Motor Speedway. And this coming weekend at Kenley Speedway, the Pro All-Stars Super Late Models is going to be running along with the Mid-Atlantic Street Stocks running there. It's going to be race 5 of number 8 for the season. Up at Carteret County Speedway this past weekend, in the Legends division, Zach Lightfoot was your winner, followed by Zach Brown, Shane Irvin, Brenton Irvin, Joe Carlisle, Frankie Irvin, and John Schofield rounded out 7-car field. In the mini stock division, Clay Jones was your winner, Brandon Clemens second, Jimmy Odom Jr., and Travis Provis rounded out the 4-car field. And I got to tell you, the Clay Jones, Brandon Clements race coming to the checker flag was just a fantastic race. Only 4 cars there, but what a great race. They were spinning and crashing and sliding, and Clay Jones went across the start-finish line backwards to win the race. Just a great mini-stock race. I know social media was a buzz about, you know, one trying to wreck the other. I know both of these gentlemen. Both of these gentlemen, they don't go out to wreck each other. They go out to win races, and that's exactly what both of them was trying to do coming off turn 4 on the last lap. In the late model division at Carteret County Speedway, your winner was Michael Tilley, followed by Chris Burns, Tyler Matthews, Eric Winslow, Big Jim Kelly, Rusty Daniels, Haley Moody, Dustin Yeoman, Bryant Barnhill, and Taylor Horn rounded out the 10-car field in race 1. In the second race, Eric Winslow was your winner, followed by Tyler Matthews, Big Jim Kelly, Rusty Daniels, Michael Tilley, Haley Moody, Chris Burns, Dustin Yeoman, Bryant Barnhill, and Tyler Horn. In the street stock division, Jonathan Belfour was your winner. He was followed by James Horner, Brandon Manley, Gary Rochelle Jr., Eric Humphreys, Dennis Worrell, Billy Slater, and Roy Combs rounded out the 8-car street stock division. In the U-Car division, Travis Miller was your winner, followed by Zach Reamer, Adam Resnick, Dylan Newsom, Stephen Sullivan, Andrew Jackson, Larry Walston, Tyler Cannon, Buck Broder, and Sean Wilson, and Jonathan Payne rounded out 11-car field. And Jonathan Payne was in a very bad crash there at Carteret County Speedway, and He's been released from the hospital. You know, give a big shout out to Jonathan. Hopefully, he's doing well and his recovery will be fast. The folks at Lawrence County Speedway sent me some track results, and I apologize that I cannot do the track results because when I downloaded it, it come out as just total gibberish. But they did tell me in the base of the email itself told me about a car that they had flip about 10 times and wanted to emphasize safety because they said if this car hadn't been very well built and this gentleman wearing his safety gear that it would have been a totally different situation. And you know, folks, we've talked about safety many times here on Stars Radio. Guys, girls, ladies, when you get out there on the racetrack, make sure you have all your safety gear. Make sure you're in a you know, well-built race car, because it does make all the difference in the world. Speaking of getting in a race car, folks, I need some emails sent to me, text messages. My phone number is 843-680-6956. I want to get some opinions of some stuff and see what y'all guys think. I'm thinking about putting Jeff Gilder in a race car. If y'all would like to see Jeff Gilder in a race car, how about shoot me an email or text message or something other, and we'll see if we can't get Jeff Gilder in a race car real soon. Because I have two of them right now, and primary is for my son. The other one is to get Jeff Gilder into one. Jeff, you up for it if the fans want to see you race?
Hey, this, you got to make sure I can fit in it, man. That's all I got to say.
Well, I can tell you, boss man, if I can fit in it, I'm sure you can fit in it. We may have to move the seat back a little bit because my legs is a little bit shorter than yours. But we'll see if we can't get you in one of these seats. Hey, and if that don't work, I got a real big boy seat. We may have to put some padding around that one. It's a real big boy seat.
Man, I'm up for it. Yeah.
So remember, folks, send me an email, starsradioshow@yahoo.com, or send me a text message. Hit me up on Facebook. I don't care. I just want to see how many people out there support Jeff Gilder going racing.
That's going to be embarrassing. Because there's nobody going to answer that call.
Well, just so you know, Jeff, they already answering it, buddy. Okay. So I got a new one. Somebody just asked me if this was going to be called Gilder Motorsports Enterprises. And they also said that Tony Stewart races. So it sounds like you're set, buddy.
I guess so, yeah. So,
excuse me, folks. That's going to be it for tonight for Stars Radio. Being short notice and having a guest cancel at the last minute, it kind of puts you in a little bit of a bind. But we were able to do something that somebody had asked me about why we didn't do for a while. So glad we could get some track results out there. But remember, folks, coming up at 7:30, you got Patrick Reynolds and Motor Week Live. Not Motor Week Live, Speedway Report. Sorry, Patrick. Old habits are hard to break sometimes, buddy. Patrick, I have a great show tonight. And then at 8 o'clock, you're going to have the guys with Racing and Rocking talking some drag racing. And, Jeff, I had someone stop me a couple weeks ago and ask me about a drag racing program. Said that they heard that we had a drag racing program. They listened to our stock car shows and said that on one of our shows they heard us mention the drag racing show, and I directed them, you know, about going to listen to it and how to find out some more information about it. So cool. Word's out there, buddy, that we got some other stuff. So folks, we're gonna do our military unit of the week, and our military unit of the week, I had a gentleman that I talked to a couple weeks ago that I was trying to talk about going in the Navy, and he brought me a copy of his letter where he had been accepted to go into the United States Coast Guard Academy. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the Coast Guard has an academy just like all the other branches of service. So the United States Coast Guard Academy is going to be a military unit a week. They're located in New London, Connecticut. We don't get to talk about the Coast Guard a whole lot here, but we want to recognize the United States Navy Coast Guard Academy and putting out fine Coast Guard officers. They're out of New London, Connecticut. Folks, we'll see everybody back here next Monday night. with another edition of Stars Radio, your short track auto racing source. Production of Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Good night and God bless.